Seasons and weather are admittedly a little difficult to quantify in Marath. Things change from one region to another, one day to another. Sometimes it's snowy on one side of the lake, and a summer day on the other. The area around the portal that you used to come here is particularly changeless. A blasted heath with occasional scrubby plants. You've made it home because few local creatures can even come close while you're here. You have traps laid out. This place is safe. You are the hunter here, rather than the prey. Friends know how to visit you, and people tend to just shout from the edge of the forest for you to come get them. Things are changeless and safe because you do not invite anything untoward into the sanctum of the land surrounding your place. That's why it's a little weird that snow is falling around the edges of your land. Rare as that is, it's a bit of a treat to watch. The area around your camp is shielded from the elements, so you're still warm, the temperature of a comfortable indoor room. The snow piles up at the edges over time, making little mounds and sitting piled against the edge of the forest. The trees nearest your camp are snow-topped now. The snow does not seem to be falling any further out. The whole storm is surprisingly localized. Standing in the middle of the untouched circle of your shielded camp, the eye of the storm, you look around. You see the cave where the portal to another world opened. It's in view on one side. The forest eaves are in the opposite direction. And just here nearby, someone approaching, coming from between two snowy hills formed by the fall, an alluring silhouette. The first thing you notice is the vibrant red of the outfit, a two-piece bikini. Fur trimmed, a little round cap with a white poof on the top, and white fur lining it, and nothing else. Generous hips, clearly an adult woman, but she's short, certainly under 5 feet tall. Her chest is quite flat, you doubt even an A cup, really. Does she even need the top of the bikini? But for modesty, it must suffice. Above the curvy hips, she stands up straight to her full height. Good posture. Graceful walk. Pointed ears. Skin almost as pale as the snow. Blonde hair that falls just to the back of her neck. She's holding a large wrapped present. Red paper with green ribbon. In her hands as she advances toward the camp. She hasn't set off any of the traps, which probably don't work too well through the snow anyway. There's a smile on her face when she arrives, about 6 feet away from you, and stops. Ooh, warm over here. Sorry about the snow. That'll go when I do. But I'm here to deliver. She shakes the box, and you hear the clinking of something metallic within. Looks like someone's been nice this year. Her voice is a seductive hum as she moves closer. The elf doesn't appear dangerous. Certainly she doesn't radiate any obvious corruption, and she's smiling in a knowing way. You reach your hands out for the present. Can't hurt to unwrap. Find out what you got. Ah. Now are you sure? She pulls the box back a bit. See, you only get one of these. She turns to the side. The box still in her hands. She shows you one side of her red swimsuit-like bottoms, has a ribbon holding them closed. Red, securely tied, but with one trailing strand that you could pull on. She wiggles her hips left and right, showing off her assets. While she has little in the way of breasts, the rest of her is gorgeous. The present looks less alluring now, but still you pause. After all, you don't know what's in the box. Oh, come on. She licks her lips. You notice some moisture dappling her thighs, miraculously not chilled to her skin. Everyone keeps taking the gift. I'm getting pent up. We use lust magic to travel, and it really makes me horny, you know? She leans in a little closer, puts a finger on your chest, then brings it to her pouting lips. How could you refuse? She turns, offering the ribbon. You reach for it. She carefully sets the present on the side, bending over, making sure her rear is facing you. You grip the ribbon and pull. The present shimmers a bit. Probably a bad idea to try and steal it, plus that'd be wrong. Not to mention mean when she's trusting you. You grip the ribbon, holding her underwear on her body. These clothes keep my lust under control. So if you take them off, be sure you want some of this. She slaps her own rear, causing it to jiggle alluringly. I mean it. Make sure you take responsibility. Everything she lacks in upper body proportions, her hips and rear more than make up for. You nod and grasp the ribbon. When you pull on it, it comes unbound and falls away. She catches it in her hand, throwing it on top of the present. Everything must have been connected, because her bra falls into her hand too, revealing incredibly pointed pink nipples on the pale expanse of her tiny breasts. With her underwear out of the way, you can see moist, puffy, vaginal lips and an engorged clitoris. You can see where the flows of her juices against her body have run down her inner thighs with their pure, aroused nectar. There's a tiny patch of pubic hair, neatly trimmed above her pussy, hidden by her underwear before. You can now see it shaped like a little star. She's panting. Her pale skin is flushing a bit, a reaction to you pulling that ribbon. Guess her outfit did keep her from getting too lusted out of her mind. She then takes initiative, removing her own hat, dropping it with her outfit on top of the present, making sure none of it touches the ground below. Standing up straight, the elf looks toward the nearby bed, a well-padded thing of local construction, made from rough materials but comfortable enough. She raises her arched eyebrows, a comical waggle, her tongue poking out of her mouth a bit. Well, are you going to get started? That's all the invitation you need. You lean forward, attempt to pick her up. You find she's light as a feather. She places one of her hands on each of your shoulders, then thinks better of it and simply links her arms behind your neck, leaning up to kiss you. You feel her hot breath and see no reason to resist. Her lips are sweet. She tilts her head to the side. She smells like cinnamon and mint. Her tongue twines around yours, connected, your arms under her, laying her down slowly on the bed, bringing her light form to rest. She lets go of your lips just long enough to snuggle her head into your chest. You watch her long, pointed ears seem to perk up. She takes a deep breath, inhaling from right next to you. She places one hand against your chest then, one ear next to it, listening to your heartbeat. Her hands are undoing your comfortable clothing. Nimble, deft, they pull it to the side. It falls away, toward the foot of the bed. She snuggles against your chest, bare now, murmuring, as if to herself. Warm. She's almost panting with desire. Being close to your nude body is making her on edge. You can see how she's squirming against your bed under you as you climb over her. Your hands are by her shoulders, your knees on either side of her legs, above her light form. She is bold and reaches up to capture your head again, grabbing you by the scruff of your neck, pulling you in to kiss her. The kiss is hungry, desperate, passionate. Very nice, really. She wants you. Plain, simple, honest. You think about it. If you had left her to her own devices, she would be forced to hope someone else would help satiate her yearning, horny pussy. Well, good thing it'll be you. You're more than happy to be the generous soul to slake your mutual thirst. Who could turn such a cutie down? Lots of people, apparently. And that's terrible. You'll have to make up for it and give her a pleasant memory, in case she doesn't get any other generous assistance for the rest of the night. Something to get off to when she goes back home. With this resolve in mind, your hands begin exploring her body, watching her face as she finally breaks the kiss with a distracted expression. She seems to be lost in lust. Her eyes are vague, and there's a grin on her face. She wants satisfaction, but her body is sparking and pulsing with so much need that she can barely coordinate her limbs. Instead, she just begs you, please, while moving her hips left and right. Her juices are flowing. Her clit is visibly engorged with need, her nipples pointed, her mouth open and panting, all appearances abandoned before the proximity of your warm, alluring body. To her, this is the perfect thing. This is just what she wants. Her eyes are vague and a little vacant, but she is enthusiastic about all of this. And occasionally, she whimpers. She must be so sensitive it hurts. She keeps groping at your body. She wants to give pleasure as much as she wishes to receive it, and it's your duty to help her with both, as she surrenders herself up to your ministrations as a willing partner. She can't do anything to help herself. She needs you. You feel her raising her legs just a little bit. You feel her spreading them, showing how wet and needy she's become. She's laying there, begging. You can't possibly refuse her. She isn't touching herself. She breaks the kiss. Then she's just sort of sucking on one of her index fingers and looking at you. Her legs are spread. You see how she glistens in the dim light. You lean back and shimmy down the bed, looking down at her the whole way, seeing the smooth line of her belly, the way she pushes her butt up off the bed to bring her sex into greater prominence in your line of sight. She still smells of cinnamon, and her whole form is shivering now and then, in pleasure rather than in cold. You decide to get down to it. If she's really so turned on that her whole body is shivering, spasming, pulsing with need, it would be cruel to not begin relieving it as soon as possible. Still, if she's this hungry for it, it might take more than one climactic release to get her off enough to focus. Better to make it last, make it feel good for both of you. You lay one hand on her chest, finding her little nipple where it has become pebbly with goosebumps and its rigid arousal, rolling it between your thumb and forefinger. You've sat up above her on the bed, so as she lays on her back, twisting and wreathing with barely contained lust, you can survey her from a calmer position. One hand stays on her breast, sure, but your other slips down her smooth belly, circling her navel to torment her for a second. Anticipation will make the pleasure even better, after all. When your hand slips between her legs, she briefly clenches her thighs. Just a handshake. Just a hello. Because she relaxes a moment later to free your hand. The result is that the juices dappling her thighs are smeared on your fingers as well. When you look for her clit, you don't have to work hard to find it. An engorged little nub you pinch between your fingers. Yes, there, make me come. Her declaration is barely contained. She seemed to be somewhat in control until you began directly touching, and the possibility of someone helping her get off really solidified in her mind. You capture her clit between thumb and forefinger, same motion that you're rolling her nipple with. She shrieks, contorting, back bent like a bow. Too much, too much. She murmurs it, she squeals it, drool escapes the corner of her mouth. You reduce the stimulation. use only the tips of three fingers to surround her clit, rubbing it into the protective hood that has receded, rubbing in circles that push and flatten the little nub against the surface of her pussy. Her leg kicks and twitches. She giggles to herself. You see her eyes are rolled back a bit. The whites are showing. Whatever has her lust amped up and is making her feel great, it's really enacted now. You remove the hand from her breast, and she sighs in displeasure. You bring it up to rub the top of her head. Her whole attitude changes. Her open mouth turns into a smile. Her eyes close instead of rolling back, but she's still canting and squirming her hips from side to side to rub her clit against your hand more completely. You look right below your hand, spotting the wet entrance, lips slightly parted. She looks tight and inviting. You bring down your other hand, which you just removed from her breast. Two fingers from that hand, pressed experimentally into her pussy's entrance, reveals that despite how tight it looks, it is at least nicely pliable. You should have no trouble fitting inside. But once your fingers are past her entrance, a silken vice roils and squeezes, a hot, wet sensation. She feels incredible. You remove those fingers. The scent of cinnamon rises from them. Something strange about her body, but quite pleasant, really. You bring those fingers to her lips, and her eyes light up. She captures them and begins sucking eagerly. Where her little tongue touches your skin, there's a cool tingling feeling, as if her mouth had cooling lubricant within. She keeps sucking. She loves the taste, clearly, but not the taste of her own fluids. She licked that out of the way right away. She loves the taste of your fingers, sucking them deep into her mouth and savoring. Maybe you taste as good to her as she does to you. Either way, this is all too arousing to keep holding back. And she doesn't want you to. She's spreading her legs so wide now that she's basically as far as she can go, and her pussy, just robbed of the feeling of your inserted fingers, is being raised into the air, her hands on the bed, moving her body to bring it into the greatest prominence. You sit up. You let her get a good look between your legs. You pull the fingers out of her mouth with an audible pop. She makes a sound of regret, but then her now open eyes see why you removed your fingers. She fixates between your legs. She tries to sit up, as if she were going to push her face right between your legs, but she finds that her hands, scrabbling and twitching, pleasure running through her, are unable to gain purchase. Her thighs are unable to close and give her the ability to kneel and rise. She's stuck where she is. Your erection is on display. And just smile on her face does remain. She begins nodding, over and over, just nodding frantically, head tilting up and down. And then her eyes just open wide. Her ears droop a bit. She shivers. Her mouth opens. It's like she wants to say something, but she can't. Her eyes glued between your legs to your rigid shaft. She lets out a little strangled gasp. You see her pussy begin to leak clear fluid. Orgasm. You can see the insides pulsing and squeezing. Her clit is as engorged as it's ever been since you've seen it, even more so now. She came just from staring. You shimmy your lower body down further, bringing your cock out of her sight. You don't want to miss this chance. She's whimpering, spasms, little aftershocks from that minor orgasm, her inner thighs, the muscles twitching involuntarily. She's going to be very sensitive. Best time to pleasure her. She keeps saying something, over and over, her eyes closed when she came, her mouth transfigured, an upward smile instead of a gaping, needy, licking hole. You lean your head down by her face so you can hear whatever it is she's saying. It's too quiet. Not coincidentally, this lines your shaft up with her still spasming pussy. This requires bending your body a bit, but she's worth it. And so are the words, now that you can hear them.
Yes, put it in me. Put it in me, I need it. Yes, put it in. Put it in. Let me suck it. Let me squeeze it, please.
Over and over, a line of babbling nonsense. The sight of your engorged shaft was enough to flick some switch and make her come, but it seems it stayed flicked. Her body wants it. She's whimpering and whispering and begging. Well, you should give her what she wants. Eventually. You lean back, looming above her. You're sitting up and she's laying flat on her back. She's wiggling her hips, little elven frame begging for it. Her eyes still trying to look for your cock, but she can't sit up, not really. Her body's made positively uncoordinated with lust. She wants it and she's asking for it. It would be cruel to tease her too long, but a little teasing will make her feel even better. She's digging her fingers into the bed under her. She bucks her hips upward. Now and then her pussy does touch your cock, since it's leaning over her, and you are too. But you make sure to stay mostly out of the way and not let her keep contact for too long, even though she's so enticing. You bring both hands down, resting them on her chest, pushing her firmly into the bed below. This puts an end to her upward gyrations. Not because she can't move her hips, but because she's doing her best to keep from twitching and squirming. It must be automatic, however, there's still a little, but she stops bucking her hips. She's just watching you, begging for it with wet eyes, licking her lips. You know her pussy will be wonderfully wet and contracting within the post-orgasmic spasms. She's almost on her way to her second one anyway. You feel her breasts. You position the middle of your palms over her pointy little nipples. You begin moving your hands in circles. Those gorgeous womanly hips shudder to one side, then the other. She's trying to invite you in. You feel it from the way she's rubbing against your knees, where they're positioned on either side of her. Her eyes are closed, and she's still begging, babbling. Yes, please, fill me. Yes, play with me. Feel good with me. She's begging you to indulge. You move your hands in those slow circles, dragging her nipples likewise behind them. As much as her breasts have enough give to let them move, they are pliable and small enough that they bounce back into position when you remove your hands sticking to them with her cool, lusty sweat. She stares up at your face and puckers her lips. You move your hands to the side, planting them left and right of her body, so you can lean down, capture her lips, suck on the lower one, tasting mint. You pick that moment to bring your throbbing cock down into contact with her slit, just resting it against the outside. The head of your cock bumps against her hot, rigid little clit. The bump at the top of her slit, you missed her, your mark. She groans and bounces on the bed. That gives you an idea. Laying the length of your shaft along her slit, you begin sliding forward and back, not going in at all, just using the underside of your penis to rub her wet sex on the outside. You continue the kiss, hotly nibbling her lips, inserting your tongue into her mouth. She pushes her body against you, trying to line her entrance up with the tip of your cock, but it is futile. She's too uncoordinated with how horny she is, so she's at your mercy. You take your time, rubbing your shaft around, pushing the head of your cock against her clit, really spreading her juices around. Occasionally, your sensitive tip taps against the entrance, making her twitch and try to push against it, but you always move away in time. She rubs into you at those times, you break the kiss. But don't line yourself up yet. You're enjoying her expression. She has a strained, desperate look. She's still whispering, but now it's even more begging, more pleading, whimpering through pointed lips, whispering need into the air. Okay, you can't resist that any longer, but the way her belly's heaving with deep, shuddering breaths tells you you did your job. She's looking forward to it so much that it should be very good for her when she gets her satisfaction. You cease holding yourself up, letting your body slowly lower over hers. This puts your head slightly above hers, so you bury your face in her hair and breathe deeply. The same cinnamon-spiced goodness comes from her. She buries her face in your collarbone and breathes deeply, too, as if she enjoys your scent as much as you do her. Then you reach down and line up the head of your cock by feel. She's so wet that you'll slide in easily. You push your hips forward. You feel her licking your neck and collarbone, making happy noises at the taste of your skin. She's impossibly warm and comforting within. The head of your cock slips deep in one motion. Her pussy opens just enough to let you in, then squeezes tight, clamping off further progress. Her inner folds are caressing you. Hot and wet, but this is obviously not a normal person you're inside. Her pussy loosens every few seconds, a contraction of pleasure, and allows a little more of you into her, then clamps down as tight as it can. With her small frame, you worried you might not fit, but you manage to get all the way in. Her pussy just keeps welcoming. Because you're laying so close to her body, you feel her clit bumping against the area just above your cock, sandwiched between the two of you. The deeper you get, the more friction she gets on that little button, and it's making her groan. Her eyes are rolled back once more. You find out when you raise your shoulders enough to look clearly that she's drooling again. You feel the wet patch from where she was licking your neck when you pull away a little. Her folds within, like wet, warm, squeezing fingers, pulling your cock deeper, stroking it. Every now and then she pushes her butt up off the bed. You truly don't need to move much to get pleasure from what you're doing to her. She's moaning, contorting, twitching. She's as close to your body as she can get. Then her insides relax and she falls back onto the bed, leaving just the head of your cock inside. She's trying to do all the work. Eventually, the way her insides are rolling and squeezing slows down and becomes a series of more powerful contractions, your cock being just gently held in a hot sex that needs it, the lips squeezing around the root of you, your balls slapping against her as you move a little forward and back, but you're trying to lay against her body, and as a result, her clit is being stimulated whenever you move your shaft within. That movement inside her pussy must be her orgasm because she's shivering, first with spasms, then aftershocks. Her eyes are closed and she's leaning in to kiss and lick your collarbone. You lean in and let her. She resumes, though more slowly, when the orgasm passes. You get an idea. If she did just come, then her body must be extra sensitive. So you raise your hips as much as you can, until only the head is inside. That was the second time she came. Let's make it a third. A disappointed whimpering noise comes from next to your ear when you pull out. More. Please. More. She murmurs it over and over. More. Please. More. If she only knew. She's mistaken. You have no plan to leave. You let gravity do its work. Your body falling against her once more, the obscene smack of her juices between the two of you, tilting her hips so you line up to fall, slamming your cock deep the moment you make contact. One long thrust. She throws her head back. You see the muscles in her neck. She screams, continuous, her legs wrapping around you, so her feet are locked behind your butt. She's pretty strong in the grips of those orgasmic contractions. This means you're trapped inside while her pussy acts as a powerful milking machine. The contractions start at the base of your cock and flow to the head. Her arms lock behind your head, too, so she's hanging off your body, locked against you, head thrown back, groaning in an orgasm you triggered with one particularly sudden thrust, and now you're bouncing her body forward and back as she hangs off you, swinging freely, you on hands and knees above the bed. There's no difficulty because she's holding tight. You see shock waves travel through her, her shapely buttocks clenching. You reach under and feel them, letting yourself lay forward, driving her into the bed, only your cock slowly sliding in and out, moving at all, the two of you, pressed to the bed now. She's still hanging as close as she can, but now your bodies are in close contact, her needy clit and soaked thighs emphasizing that she's either coming or on the verge or unable to tell the difference. She begins just rocking her hips into you and away, doing all the work by hanging off of you. Your shaft is being milked from the base, squeezing the head captured at some deep place inside her, as if it were being rubbed and massaged, all pre-cum being pulled as deep as it can. You feel her belly contracting, the shuddering deepness of her inhalations. The noise has ceased, but now her face is really buried in your shoulder. Her licking turns to sucking kisses. You wouldn't be surprised to find a mark there in the morning. Slowly, she unwinds from around your body. And now you do pull out all the way. You feel the heat depart your cock. Her juices are still coating it. You're rigid and throbbing. Might be an effect of those sexual fluids. You feel cool in the open air. She's gasping, mouth wide open, eyes closed, recovering. She's still smiling. Thanks. That really helps. You stand off the bed, a little shaky after the pleasure, but you can move. She opens one eye. Do you have to go somewhere? Her eyes are once more fixated on your shaft. You experimentally sway it back and forth, wiggling your hips, and she follows the trail of your head, glistening with her fluids. She reaches out to try and touch it, but you come closer so she doesn't have to reach far. You point the tip of it at her face. She leans in, placing her nose and lips against your cock and breathing deeply. Her eyes go a little hazy. She sits up as best she can. Rather than look at your cock coated in her juices as something she's obligated to clean off, or as a favor in return, her eyes light up and she begs, "Can I? Oh my God, please, you taste good." Guess your hunch about you tasting as good to her as she does to you was dead on. You approach a little closer. She opens her mouth, bending her head forward, straightening her neck so she can slip your entire length smoothly inside in a straight line. She's really looking forward to it, you can tell. There's a grin, her eyes wide open. Her tongue comes out to meet you, licking the head of your cock, scooping up anything dripping from there. This leaves a cool, minty sensation in its wake, and she pulls her tongue back in, rubbing it over the roof of her mouth, tasting you. You feel tingling and amazing in the wake of even one lick, especially in contrast to the hot, hospitable inside of her mouth which now captures you. Her lips clamp down around your shaft just past the head, and she begins sliding you in and out just that little bit. Her cheeks suck in. She makes a vacuum in her mouth and begins pushing forward, bobbing her head on and off in a way that makes it feel like it'd be tough to pull your cock out of her mouth if she didn't want you to. When just the head is inside, she pushes forward quickly. You're already lubricated, first with her juices, now with her saliva, and you slip right into the back of her throat with ease. She warmly swallows around the head of your hilted cock, milking it. She places her hands on your buttocks, reaching around your body, beginning to bob her head over and over. She's really enjoying it, making happy noises every time that you feel a bit of pre-cum spurt from your cock. She feels tingly and cool, but her mouth itself is hot. The contrasting sensations make your buttocks clench. You push against her throat, hilting yourself once more. She seems to be breathing more deeply. She's trying to inhale the scent of your cock, the taste. Everything about it is driving her wild. She senses the contractions in your length. She pulls away, but you grip her hair, pulling her onto your cock, pointing it at the roof of her mouth, so that as you begin to feel those little spasms from your brain down through your nerves, your buttocks, your cock constantly signaling, feeling cum well up in your balls, you know every spurt is going to fall into her mouth, and she's going to like it. You spurt, your balls tensing. You don't know why it came so suddenly. Maybe the effect, of that lubricant she'd been smearing over it, but there it is, your whole body pushing against her a bit. She clearly wants to taste it because she latches on to the head of your cock. Her tongue laps over it, trying to trap the cum each time. You see her throat moving. She happily swallows again and again. Ooh. When your last gushing spurt passes and you lean next to her on the bed, she smiles and wipes her mouth. Delicious. You see her shiver after. Either another little aftershock, or she had a tiny orgasm just from swallowing. She stands up, though. Barely. You catch her and steady her shoulder. She points to the present and her underwear. Forgotten nearby. They vanish in a gust of cool air. Now, before I go back, what do you want for your present? You ask her what she means. Wasn't she your present? Well, normally, yeah, I was supposed to be, but that's if you just use me. We're sort of even now. She explains. I got more out of that than you did, so elf magic? I'll make an exception. Make a wish. Bigger penis? I can do that. More cum? More fertile? Go ahead. She wiggles her fingers. You take a moment to really think about it. You ask her how often she's in the area. Well, I can stop by any time, but we usually stay at home. We just come here because it's a tradition to bring gifts to this land every now and then. After all, I get all horny if I travel, and I might not get to relieve myself if I teleport. You ask if she can give you a way to contact her. Oh, she blushes. Don't you want something, you know, good? You know, you can wish for whatever you want. You tell her that you just did. Still blushing, she reaches behind her back. She brings her hands out again. She's holding a small gold bell, which she puts on your bed. White fluff muffles the clapper. If you ring that, I'll show up. It's special, so don't lose it. If you ever did, I'll stop by at this time of year anyway. And, you know, if I see you again, I'll just drop by when I want to, too. Just ring it after 6 at night. If I can't come, I'll at least send a message. I won't stand you up. She pauses and, with quick elven reflexes, leans in, plants a rapid kiss on your cheek. It tingles. A breeze passes you by, and she's gone. You reach over and touch the bell on your bed. It's real. Seems you've got cause to be glad you were nice this year.